In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As you just heard in the Gospel from St. Luke, two men went up to the temple to pray. If you know anything about this ancient temple, you know that it was set upon a high place. This temple was set upon a hill far above the city. But at the time of this parable, everyone knew that. They had visited the temple. They could see the temple. So why the detail for all of us saying they went up to pray? This parable is not merely about physical direction. But this parable is, at its core, about our inner lives. The way our bodies and our souls, all that we are and all that we have, it's about how these things are directed toward God. And that is why we come here today, to this place, to this holy temple. We come here so that our souls and our bodies might go up to pray. And everything that happens in this place, or at least everything that should happen in this place, is meant to call us in that direction, up to pray. Things like the blue of the ceiling, the smell of incense, the sound of chant, as we say, mystically representing the angels right before the great entrance. And of course, most importantly, the marriage feast of the Lamb. All of this is meant to draw us up to pray. All of this is meant to draw us closer to Him who sits at the right hand of the Father. But if we are capable of going up to pray, which we are, then it's also possible for us to go down in our prayers and to bring others down with us. And this happens whenever we come to this place for reasons other than going up toward the kingdom in our bodies and in our souls. This happens when we come here for coffee and conversation. This happens when we come here to feel good about ourselves and to feel better about ourselves than someone else, which is a very easy thing to do as we approach Great Lent. This happens when we approach this temple with a false sense of humility. And false humility is really just pride. When we approach that way rather than with joy and peace and hope, to put it plainly, some of the most pious people in the church, and here I mean Big C Orthodox Church, but some of the most seemingly pious people in the church are those who are constantly dragging it down. And some of the most impious people in the church, those who don't know their prayers or their vows or even all their sins, they are often the ones who truly are going up to pray. That is, of course, the story that we hear today. The story of the publican and the Pharisee. And it is our story too. And that is why you and I are here this morning listening to this story as we enter into the Triodion today. These Sundays leading up to the start of Great Lent, where the entire feel of the church begins to change. We are here to be reminded what Great Lent is really all about. Lent is not about being a Pharisee. Although if you want to be a Pharisee, our Lord will let you. But it might make for a very miserable Lent. No, Lent is not about being a Pharisee, and that's precisely the reason the Holy Church tells us this coming week not to fast. To remind us that true faith is the faith of the publican. In other words, Great Lent is about going up to pray. Great Lent is about coming closer to the Father. But He is a Father who loves us and is kind toward us and wants nothing less than the best for us and the best for His church. But you heard how that gospel ended. That publican went back down home justified. And the same is true for all of us, God willing. It's about leaving this place after liturgy and going, as Jesus says, back down to our homes justified. Back down into the muck and the mire of this world. So that slowly over time, we might bring the entire world upward toward the life that God created us and redeemed all of us to live. That is what Great Lent is all about. And that is why we have this gospel today. May God strengthen us so that we might have a fruitful and a joyful and even, dare I say, happy Lent. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen.